Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Hallelujah and praise God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your host pastors, Pastor Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for the opportunity to come to you again to share His Word, His all-sustaining Word that goes forth, as we know, praise God, and it doesn't return void, but it accomplishes that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. We thank God for you, and you especially tuning in tonight. We thank God for our Covenant Fellowship Church, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, who's doing an awesome and mighty work for the Lord under the leadership of Archbishop Ruth W. Smith and Senior Pastor Bishop Kevin Jones as well. We just give God all the honor and all the praise and all the glory for what He is doing in this earth, even in this time. And yes, He is still and will always remain in full control. So we give God honor and we give Him praise and we give Him glory. We're going to go ahead and get started with tonight's broadcast by ushering in the presence of the Lord with prayer, along with a song of praise and encouragement. Order my steps. Praise God. Order my steps in your word, Lord, is the message and the theme of the program for tonight. So we pray that this song of Order My Steps will minister to your hearts, minds, and spirits. Then Pastor Jasper is going to come and lead us to the throne of grace in prayer. And then we will gather together for the study of the all-sustaining Word of God. Praise God.
Oh, my God. with the Lord in prayer. Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. Thank God for you ordering our steps, Father, Lord. Renew our mind and our heart, Father, Lord. We thank God for you to preserve our life, Father, this day, Father, Lord. We bless your name, Father. We thank you for the word to go forth on today, Father. That it would direct all our path, all our steps in Jesus' name, Father. It would direct us from all the trap that is set from the enemy, Father, Lord. That we just stand on your word, Father, Lord. We just believe and trust in thee, Lord. That you would not leave without fail us, Lord. There's no failure in God, Father. Oh, Lord, we thank you for preserving our life on today, Father. Thank you for your protection, Father. Thank you for your provision, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us, Lord, day in and day out, Father. You learn to believe and to trust in your holy divine word. You learn to abide in you and you abide in us. Lord, we praise you for tonight, Father. Thank you for the word to go forth on today, Lord. That penetrates on our heart and mind. Renew that spirit, Father. You do great amount of work that you call for them to do, Lord. Let your will be done, Father, in this time, this hour, such a time as this. Let your power, your word go forth, Lord, throughout this airway, Father, Lord. And let your will be done to your honor, to your glory, to your praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We give God all praises, all honor, and all glory. And we thank him. Tonight, the message that will be gone forth is talking about walking in the Spirit. I just give God praise and honor and glory, and I thank him for allowing me to be able to share the word of God. Heavenly Father, I ask none of me, but all of you, Father God, allow your word to go forth, Lord, with might, with authority, with anointing, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Let it penetrate the hearts and minds of those that will hear, Heavenly Father, what thus saith the Lord. And Father, we will be certain always to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Praise God. For the sake of a topic tonight, it is walking in the Spirit. Our text will be from Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 25. Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 25. Over the last couple of weeks, we have had guest ministers, and we thank Pastor Victor Henderson along with, praise God, Elder Veronica Binion for the messages that they shared. We give God praise and honor and glory for them. We thank God for the word that he deposited on the inside of them to be able to share what a powerful message, praise God. About 3 weeks ago, the Lord laid on my heart to share a message with you entitled The Dynamics of the Human Spirit, after Pastor Jasper had led a series of messages on the dynamics of the Holy Spirit. Well, the Holy Spirit of Almighty God has just unctioned me to continue to talk about the human spirit and the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And so tonight we will talk about walking in the Spirit. And I'm going to do a bit of a review for you, and then we'll get into tonight's lesson. For those of you that were not tuned in, the dynamics of the human spirit were three. Our human spirit, number one, is designed to connect with God. Our human spirit is designed to connect with God. Number two, our human spirit is designed to receive God. And number three, our human spirit is designed to be quickened by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God to lead us to the perfect will of God for our lives. As I said, several weeks ago, I shared a message on the dynamics of the Holy Spirit. In review, we are a three-part being. We are made up of body, soul, and spirit. And that spirit, little s, Almighty God. We are created in the image of our triune God. We are God-breathed beings. Our triune God, meaning God is a three-part spiritual being. He is God the Father, He is God the Son, and He is God the Holy Spirit. That's the Trinity, three in one. When we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, the Holy Spirit of God takes up dwelling or residence in our human spirit. Thus is the term indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Our bodies are indeed temples of the Holy Spirit of God when we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Man was created to live a life that was in constant connection and ever communing with our Heavenly Father, Almighty God. Yet, when sin entered in through the disobedience of the first man and woman, Adam and Eve, man became separated from God. He became separated from God, body, soul, and spirit. Yet, praise God, God had in His infinite wisdom, He had a plan to restore communion with His creation, mankind. That plan was the plan of salvation, hallelujah, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There is only one way. Don't let anyone else fool you. Don't let anyone else deceive you. Don't let anyone else tell you and you believe that there is any other way to the Father but through salvation in Jesus Christ. John 14 and 6, Jesus Himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father by me. There is but only one way to the Heavenly Father, and that is through our Lord and Savior, salvation through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
In order to live the life that God has destined us to live, a life that will fulfill God's plan as outlined in Jeremiah 29:11, God says, I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you and to give you a hope and a future. That plan, in order for us to have that plan fulfilled in our life, we must be spirit-led and spirit-fed. In order, I'm going to say that one more time, in order for the plan of God to be fulfilled in our life, we must be spirit-led and spirit-fed. In other words, we must make a conscious decision to follow and to allow our spirit to receive salvation through Jesus Christ. At the time that you receive salvation in Jesus Christ, as I said earlier, you receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, which is different than the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That is another teaching which we will address. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit means that the Holy Spirit of God enters in and connects and dwells within not your body, not your soul, but dwells within your human spirit, giving, and so we have to make a conscious choice and give the Holy Spirit permission the song just shared with us, God, to order your steps in order to live a spirit-filled life. Because there is a warring that will take place between your human spirit and your soulish desire. There is a warring that will take place that will, your flesh begins to rise up. You, that is what the word or the term means, crucify the flesh. You have to allow the Holy Spirit of God to come in and crucify your flesh and crucify your soulish desires in order to walk uprightly before God and walk in the Spirit. Let's turn to, before we turn there, we're getting ready to turn, excuse me, to our reference in our text. But before we turn there, since a couple of other comments, since we have seen that the Holy Spirit indwells in believers at their time of regeneration, isn't it interesting also that the term of regeneration and resurrection, Jesus Christ himself died, went to hell, defeated Satan, rose on the third day, and was resurrected into life, new life, and life everlasting. So it is when our bodies, when we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, our spirit, our human spirit, is then quickened. It is made alive. It is regenerated. It is resurrected because it was dead because of sin. But because of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God coming and taking residence on the inside of us, that spirit that was dead because of sin, because of salvation in Jesus Christ, and because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, it has now been regenerated, it has now been resurrected, and it is now made live, praise God, life. And life everlasting because of salvation in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We must remember that the real meaning of regeneration is not an outward change or of the soul or the body being stimulated. When you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, if you're at church and the invitation is given and you walk up and you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or at the time, wherever you are, because you don't actually have to be in church, you know what I'm saying, to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That period of change and salvation could take place in your house. It can take place in your car. But when you make a conscious decision, according to Romans 10:9-10, and confess the Lord Jesus Christ with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, your spirit is what becomes brand new. You look in the mirror, your face hasn't changed. Your body has not changed. But your spirit, praise God, has been quickened and made alive and regenerated, resurrected into new life and life everlasting.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's take a look at Galatians chapter 6, verses 16 through 25. Galatians 5, verses 16 through 25. We're talking about tonight walking in the Spirit. It says, "This I say then," this is Paul speaking, "walk in the Spirit." That's capital S. That means you have the ability to walk in the Holy Spirit of Almighty God when you receive the Holy Spirit and salvation into your life. Walk in the Spirit, and when when you walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Remember, we talked about soulless desires. That's the lust of the flesh. It says in verse 17, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit. Don't think it is going to be easy for the flesh to be able to step aside and allow the Spirit to lead. Because we, though we are in this world, we are not of this world. However, we also have to know that our spirit is warring against our flesh.
Amen.
Because that the soulless desires, and we're going to talk about what are some of the desires of the flesh as this passage continues. But know that only through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit will your flesh be able to submit to the desires of the Holy Spirit that will allow you to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
It says here, for the flesh lusteth, let me say this, we are experiencing power surges because of the weather. So if for any reason the broadcast goes out, that's the reason why. And I will make sure to text everyone to let you know if it goes out and if we come back on. But praise God, we're going to rebuke that in Jesus' name and pray that we are able to continue. Hallelujah. Verse 17 says, for the flesh lusteth after the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the thing that you would. In other words, your flesh and your spirit, yes, are at war. But, verse 17, if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. You are under God, gives you grace, hallelujah, to be able to be led of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. These are the lustful desires of the flesh, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variances and emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. Now this was written to the church in Galatia. However, if you roll the tape forward to the 21st century, i.e. 2020, we are still warring against these manifestations of the flesh. In verse 21, envying, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You cannot allow your flesh to operate in these areas that's listed and expect to inherit the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God of the Holy Spirit. Notice that these characteristics and these attributes are in direct opposition to the manifestation and the works of the flesh. If you love, you will not fulfill these manifestations that are listed in verses 19 through 21. Joy, that is also a fruit of the Spirit. Joy, everlasting peace. These are things that come only because of your relationship with the Heavenly Father and allowing the Holy Spirit to indwell and allow you to walk in the Spirit. Long suffering, something that we don't really like to talk about, because long suffering, that means that you have to be able to know how, even in the midst of trials and difficulty, to continue to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh and allow these fruits to manifest, the fruits of the Spirit to manifest in your life. Gentleness, goodness, faith, oh, faith. Faith without works, as the Word of God tells us, is dead. You've got to have faith. Oh, this, and interestingly enough, the Word of God, it talks about walking in the Spirit, but it also talks about walking by faith. So in order to walk in the Spirit, it is indeed a faith walk. It is indeed a walk of faith, praise God. Verse 23 continues on with the fruit of the Spirit. We're talking about meekness, being humble before the Lord, temperance, and being humble. Let me touch upon that. That does not mean that as Christians we have to be a doormat. Humbleness and meekness is, and temperance, that is being able to be humble but yet still maintain control. Maintain self-control. Praise God. And it says, and against such there is no law. And they that are Christ you have got to have the power of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. That is the reason why on the day of Pentecost that Jesus Christ told the disciples to tarry until the Holy Spirit comes, that he promised that in his leaving them, that he would send another comforter. He would send another that would comfort, that would empower, that would counsel, that would lead their spirit. Praise God. And only through the coming and indwelling of the Holy Spirit were they able to go forth and answer the great commission of what Jesus left them to do, to go ye into all the world, preaching and teaching, baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. They could not do this without having the power and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. They could not do it, and guess what? Neither can we. We absolutely must have the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives in order to be led of the Spirit and in order to walk in the Spirit. Praise God. In order to walk in the Spirit of God. In closing, I just want to share. This was written by an anonymous writer, and it is entitled, To Walk in the Spirit. It says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit. This is Galatians 5:16, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If it is our care to act under the guidance and power of the blessed Holy Spirit, though we may not be freed from the stirrings and opposition of the corrupt nature which remains in us, it shall not have dominion over us. We are created, yes, and because of sin, as I share, until our spirit connects through the salvation in Jesus Christ, then our flesh has dominion over us. But once we have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, once we have allowed the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, flesh no longer has to rule. We can make a conscious decision, praise God, to allow the Holy Spirit to take control. Believers are engaged in a conflict in which they earnestly desire that grace may obtain full and speedy victory. And those who desire thus to give them to be led by the Holy Spirit are not under the law as a covenant of works, nor exposed to law the awful curse of living in the flesh. Walking in the Spirit, for not fulfilling the lust of the flesh, walking in the Spirit will allow you the power, the grace, the mercy of God to be able to fulfill the life that and the destiny that God has set forth for you. So I compel each and every one of you that are listening to this message tonight, this, I
powerful word of God. Amen. We thank God for that word on tonight. Walking in the spirit of the Lord. Amen. Walking in the spirit of the Lord, of the Lord, not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. The word of God said in Romans 8, said that, for therefore there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit of God. Amen. So God filled a believer with his Holy Spirit to walk in the spirit of the Lord. Amen. In the spirit of the Lord, to break down the stronghold that you may have, because you're a new creature in Christ Jesus now. And you are a believer in Christ. You are created in Christ Jesus now, but you're walking that, you walk in that truth, you walk in that in the fruit of the Spirit. There's your characteristic of God in the fruit of the Spirit. Love, peace, joy, all of the characteristics of God, because we worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. So you might know the old man again. You are that new man in Christ Jesus. Amen. So we walk in the newness of life, walk with a divine purpose, walk with a divine destiny that God has put in our life. Amen. And a life of destiny for each and every one of those that believe and fulfill and just trust in the word of God and that abide in God's word. Amen. To be fed, to be led by the Spirit, to be fed by the Spirit of God. Praise God. And let God order your step each and every day. Amen. In your Christian journey. And from day to day, you ask God to order myself. Hey, God, this is your daily bread. Hey, God, help you to study your word, to allow your word to think, to saturate inside of you. Amen. To give you strength in your life. Amen. To walk in holiness, to walk in sanctification, to walk in consecration in our life in Christ Jesus. Amen. So you can be filled and be led by the Spirit of God. And we thank God for that word on tonight, but to be allowed the fruit of the Spirit to manifest itself in you and in him. Amen. And you and I alone, the word of God can stand tall. You know, he can strengthen us where we are weak, to be strong for the journey that God had for us to do. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Walking in the Spirit.
Praise God. Amen.
As we walk in the Spirit also, yes, and we make that decision, as I said earlier, you have to be able to make that conscious choice. And it is also when you walk in the Spirit, you also allow your thoughts that of the Spirit.
So God gave you a new mind.
Yes,
amen.
Praise God.
Transformation now.
Praise God. So not only is your spirit renewed at the time of salvation,
amen,
because the word of God tells us that, behold, all things become new. And so that includes the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
And in that, you will be able to think on those things that are true and that are lovely and of a good report. That is also an indication of a renewal or a transformation, regeneration that has taken place, not only just in your spirit, but also in your mind. Praise God. Hallelujah.
It's a spiritual rebirth in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
God restores the thing. Some record is part of reconciliation. Join with Christ, amen. Part of reconciliation with the things of God through his word, through his spirit, through the Son of God. All that comes together as one in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and we're going to open the lines up tonight.
Praise God.
For if there is one or more than one that would care to comment on tonight's word. Have you made a conscious decision, praise God, to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh? Have you made a conscious decision to lay aside the fleshy desires or the soulish desires and place the Spirit in the place of priority so that the Holy Spirit can connect with your spirit and you can indeed live the life that God has destined for,
amen,
you to live?
You have made up mind on today, amen?
If you have and you would care to share, simply press 1 on your dial,
amen,
pad,
God,
and we will welcome you into the studio.
Amen.
If you have a question, if you have a comment, if you have a testimony, if you have a prayer request, this is your time, studio audience. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. Praise God. Is there one tonight?
God is good. God is good. Amen.
We thank God. We just give God all praise and we give him all the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Walking in the spirit and not fulfilling the lust of the flesh.
My God.
It's not an easy job always to do because you have those that are out there and the things of the enemy that try to pull and toy at you each and every day. That is why it's so vitally important that at the beginning, I call it tithing your day, just like the tithe of your money is the first 10% that you give to God. The tithe of your day, you should be giving God the first moments, the first waking moments of your day. As you give him the first waking moments of your day through prayer, through acknowledgement of his presence, of the Almighty God, of Jesus Christ, and of the Holy Spirit, that in turn positions you to walk in the Spirit of God for that day. Hallelujah.
And you can continue on that day as well, morning, noon, and night. You can continue on that day. It doesn't stop there. We have the covering. We have the covering God protect you during that time, during your time, your meditation with God. You have to give you a fullness of your day at hand. Amen.
Amen.
He had to equip you for what's going on before during that day to keep you strong throughout that day.
No matter what may transpire.
Amen.
During the course of the day, if you tithe your day and you make a decision that you are going to walk in the Spirit, then God also is faithful to his word. He will cover you. He will not only cover you, but you pray for you and yours, you and your family, you and
Amen.
Others around you. He will cover you. He will protect you. He will keep you from those things, as the elder one said, from those things that are dangerous, seen and unseen. That is why it's so critical, because we as humans, we don't know what that 24-hour, that day holds, but God does. But we are called to be able to start our day with him as we go forth and walk in the Spirit.
And God gave you help. You keep your armor on from head to toe. You keep your full armor on, and you never take the armor of God off. You keep the whole armor on you throughout your day, from day to day.
Yes.
God never tell you to take it off.
Amen.
Because in that, they just kind of try to kill, steal, and destroy. You keep the fullness of God on yourself from the top of your head for the helmet of salvation and the word of God.
Yes.
Sword of
spirit.
Amen. The shield of faith. All that, you keep the whole armor of God on throughout your day. You defeat the wiles of the enemy.
Amen.
God gave a tool to you, and the enemy is already defeated. Amen. And you keep him defeated.
Praise God. Praise God.
You walk in strength. You walk in power of God's word. But his power lies greater. He's even sending you through the word of God, through his spirit, and he's just in the world.
Well, this, we don't show that there is one that has dispatched into the studio. But this only applies, walking in the Spirit and not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. It only applies if you, the only way you're able to walk in the Spirit is first, as I shared earlier, by making a conscious decision to receive Jesus Christ,
yeah,
who is the way, who is the truth, who is the life, and the only means to our Heavenly Father. You must receive him as Lord and Savior of your life.
There's no other name can be which you can't be saved but through the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
So if there is one on the line tonight that has not received Jesus as Lord and Savior of their life,
amen,
then this is your opportunity. Pray this prayer and just repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I recognize that I need a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus Christ. and then I shall be saved. And with that simple prayer, you ask Jesus Christ, Lord, come into my life. Take residence in my life for the rest of my life. And if you pray that simple prayer tonight, praise God, then we welcome you into the body of Christ and into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
The word of God tells us if but one turns from their sin and receives Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the angels in heaven rejoice. And so tonight, if you prayed that prayer, if you made the greatest decision that you would ever make in your life by praying that prayer, I tell you that the angels of heaven are rejoicing, and we welcome you,
amen.
Praise God, into the body of Christ.
The family of God, amen.
And hallelujah, into the family of God. Your name is now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God, and we give God all honor and all praise and all glory. We pray that this word has been a blessing to you tonight. Go forth, make a decision, put the flesh, crucify the flesh, allow the Holy Spirit to crucify the flesh, and walk in the flesh. I'm sorry, walk in the Spirit. We rebuke that in Jesus' name. Walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah. Go forth this week. Be blessed, and to God be all the glory. Hallelujah.
Praise God. God bless.
God bless.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great.
over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low.
Body great, body great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, let's go dance for real in here. Come on, nobody greater, nobody greater, Jesus,
nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater, nobody greater. Nobody greater, no.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight.